everything there.
It's a weird question these days.
It is. And it's also weird to constantly be saying, like, opening emails with, hope you're doing okay. Or, you know, stay safe. Like, signing off with stay safe and stuff now, you know. And
stay safe.
And meaning it, not writing it as a jokey thing. Like, don't do anything I wouldn't do, you know.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
It's just, yeah. It's upending our social habits.
Social habits.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome to week 757 of the Crankcast.
Hi.
I was going to try to have us a surprise guest this week, but I dropped the ball because I got busy.
Who?
I didn't know. I needed to talk to you about that.
Oh.
I mean, there's a handful of people at it we go to normally.
I mean, we could try and call the guys at the studio because I know they're not doing anything, but I mean, I don't know if they're on. We could call Tabor, but it's been so long, and plus, he's been giving me crap about the movies I've been watching lately. It's weird.
Has he heard? Believe that? Well, he always was kind of a movie snob, right?
Yeah, but he watches a lot of the movies I used to watch were with him in Chicago. He loves terrible movies.
Oh.
I think he's just jealous that I'm actually talking about them. Never do anything.
Hmm. I don't know. It's been so long since I talked to him. I wouldn't want to ascribe anything to him that I, because I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tabor actually was on my list as well, but, you know, like Tabor or McKeever or I'm thinking Sam, you know, maybe John Suntress.
Would Sam even like that if we called him?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I feel like we'd get real annoying to him real fast.
You think?
I don't know. I mean, you can never tell with him, you know?
He never seemed particularly annoyed with us before. Or I don't know, even reaching out to people we haven't talked to in a long time, like Scotty or something, you know?
I haven't talked to Scotty personally in years, so that would be weird.
I mean, I've said hey to him at cons and stuff.
I haven't seen him at a con in a while. I've been at conventions where he's at, and I haven't seen him.
Oh, well, I tend to walk around more than you do at cons, or at least at the Chicago show.
That's true.
I probably, I make it a point to try to stop by to say hey to people that I haven't seen in a while. But I bet you've been talking to more comic people lately than I have, though.
How?
I don't know, through Skype or something?
No. Who are you talking to?
You've talked to people.
No, I don't. I talked to McKeever about a week or two ago. Actually, I think the last time I talked to him was right when this all started. I'll text with Rafer or Eric every once in a while, and I talked to Alan. Alan called me.
Yeah.
But I don't really talk to people on Skype. Especially, you're the only person I really talked to on Skype.
Well, you talked to Dave.
I dragged him into it. I don't really talk to him much on Skype.
I see. Yeah, you must be getting desperate for human contact if you actually wanted the videos, Skype.
Right, see?
I thought it was an odd thing for you to say when I read the
email. Well, I mean, it wasn't like I was going, hey, let's do this. I was like, hey, that's something different, maybe, if you want to try that.
And I do.
Well, I don't care, but I just put it up.
But I've got to be one of the only people on the planet that doesn't have a webcam.
You said you did.
Well, I forgot because I never use it. In fact, I got a piece of tape over it, but there's one built into my old laptop.
Yeah.
And I could probably use that. I mean, I've got them built into my tablets, but most of the time I don't use them for anything.
How do you have a computer that doesn't have one?
Not a lot of monitors have them built in.
Hmm.
unless you're buying like an all-in-one type thing, like a iMac-y type thing or something, you know. But I don't, you know, the way I build computers is putting them together separately, so I have like separate stuff. Apparently, my camera manufacturer for my security camera put out a firmware, like an alternate firmware for it, so you can use it as a webcam. Like they're doing it because of everybody's on lockdown. But
Oh, I see. So that's more like a promotional thing than useful.
I think it's a temporary thing because they said they're not going to support it or anything. They tested it and put it out.
Security camera would be outside, wouldn't it? That means you'd have to bring it inside to use it as a.
Well, I've got mine. Okay, I'm using a Wyzecam, which are technically indoor monitors. I've got mine stuck with suction cups to the window in my front to monitor like the driveway and stuff, and my front porch, which a lot of people do with that because they're such cheap cameras. They're
But
only.
it's outside, isn't
It's not outside. It's inside the window. It's pointed,
it?
but it's just pointed outside. You know, you can mount them outside if you get like a housing for them. But I didn't want to have
I
to.
see.
I didn't want to have to run power wires like through brick or have to drill holes and stuff. So I just mounted it in the window instead. And I was going to get a couple more to monitor the other sides of my house, but then all this shit started happening, and I haven't. Anyway, so what I'm going to try to do is just set it up on my laptop. I mean, I could use one of my tablets and run the audio out through the headphones and then run that in like I'm just using it as another audio source in my multi-tracker. And then just basically sit at my computer with the tablet here as well, kind of thing. But I'm not sure how.
Nobody really wants to see our ugly faces anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that and I still need to look up exactly how to handle recording video from Skype. I know Skype will record itself, I think. I've never done it before, so I don't really. It's one of those things. I don't know how to do it.
I mean, you could ask Josh or Sean because I think they know how to do that stuff.
Like, I mean, when you guys were doing the warm up, you were actually just recording the video on your computers, right?
Yeah, and they were editing it together.
Okay, so everybody was doing it themselves, and then.
Yes.
All right, Which is probably the best way to have some sort of control over it. Because I don't even know if we use video. Does it show me and you both on the screen?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of like YouTube people do it like that.
So I mean, I know I can look it up.
We might all be on Zoom now. I think that's a pay service you have to do.
Oh yeah, I do. I did read about people, lots of people using Zoom.
Everybody's using Zoom. That's how they're all doing like the late night shows and stuff now. It's all Zoom.
I thought it was free though.
It's free to have an account, but I think in order to have the bells and whistles, you gotta have a pay account.
Oh, I see. I mean, we could try. I don't know how it works on there either. I was gonna say we could try Discord again, but I'm not really sure how that works.
I don't know about
I'll look it up.
that.
I'll figure it
Zoom
out.
is what I use to I think no, it was Skype. No, it was FaceTime. I FaceTime with Alan.
Oh yeah? You and Alan are FaceTime buddies?
Well, he's a big Apple head, you know.
No, I didn't know, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's a big proponent of Apple products.
All right,
Not
well.
like he's always hyping them up, it's just pretty much all he uses.
Lot of people like that. I think we used, I guess we used Skype. When I talked to Don Cardenas last year, I had to use my tablet, but I wasn't recording it, he was, so.
I'm supposed to do his. He has a podcast, right? Because you've been on it.
Yeah, it's that Comics, Coffee, and Metal, I think.
Yeah, he asked me to be on it, so I'm probably going to do that. I'm very lacking in my mel, but I do sort of like comics. Yeah, I guess coffee is the thing I like the most out of those three right now.
When I talked to him, I just wound up rambling on about effects pedals and stuff for a long time, mostly. It was really weird though, because it was like almost a year before he actually got around to posting, I think.
Oh, really? Maybe he does a lot of editing and he doesn't have time because he's got like 7,000 kids and stuff like
Could be. I think part of it with our segment was that he Something happened to the footage and they had to recover it or something.
Oh, really?
Or something. I think yeah, there was like a technical problem that yeah.
Technical problem.
The technical problem being my face, you know.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, we gotta do something about this face.
Yeah, he had to go through frame by frame, and it was probably pretty intensive, you know.
Just, did he change you out with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, that's really weird that he's in this.
Where'd he get the budget?
Where'd he get the budget? I didn't know he knew Leo.
Yeah. Anyway. So, man, it's really weird to figure out what to talk about.
You know? Yeah, right?
Cause,
anyway, I mean, I've been watching my movies more than ever now.
Yeah?
You know what? I haven't been practicing as much as I want to. It's weird because I get up and I'm like, I have all day to practice if I want. And then I'm like, no, I don't. I actually have to keep drawing this book.
Right.
So I do that and I was like, well, I'll start practicing at like noon or something. And I do it and I'm like, no, I need to keep drawing. I've still been managing to get my hour in, but it feels like I could be doing so much more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to sound grim or gloom and doom, but you'll probably have the time soon enough.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's good to hear. Yes. Yes, you're right.
Well, see, I'm on my part, like, you know, I still haven't cut grass yet, even though it's, like, getting up to my knees.
You can go outside, you know.
No, I know, but my thinking on this is the grass is still going to be there. I'm trying to get all the work that I've got available to me done as quick as I can. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Some of it ahead of schedule, because
yeah. You can get paid, and then...
Right, because I'm pretty much thinking that there's going to be a point here soon where the publishers that are still working aren't going to be able to afford to still be working.
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
So I'm trying to get my stuff in as soon as I can, so I got a little bit of a cushion.
Can you talk about how the Comicsgate people are, like, making this a thing now?
Are they?
Yeah, they're
How is this about them?
Yeah, well, that's their whole point, is making everything about them.
Oh, Christ. So what, did even Van Siver, like...
Yeah, they've got these hashtags now of pencils down and pencils up. Like, pencils... Like, they're basically relishing the idea that some professional comic book artists had their books put on hold.
God, what a bunch of fucking assholes.
And it takes a special kind of dumbass to go, see, we told you... It's like,
what are they right about?
I know. It's like, what were you right about? Did social justice warriors cause a pandemic?
Yeah.
You fucking morons. And so now they've started a pencils up hashtag, which means they're going to replace us.
Oh, okay.
Their good comics are going to come out of this, and we'll be forced to read them, I guess, because...
Because they're forced to read us?
Because I don't know, because when nobody can buy comics, they start looking good, I guess, maybe?
If nobody
it's
can
not
buy...
like they have any better way of making comics. It's not like, for one thing, like half of them ever come out. Not even half of them. Like two of them ever come out.
So... I mean, what are they going to do that they couldn't have just done before? They're just going to publish them online, right?
it's just a way for guys like Ethan Van Sciver to. I mean, I'm fanning the flames by talking about it, even.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just a way to make himself kind of
relevant,
a thing again, you know. Yeah, it is so it seriously is like watching, you know. A child play Monopoly and get mad that they're losing, so they make up their own rules and stuff. That's what all of them are like.
Yeah.
But I just thought I heard about that from the message board I was on of other creators, and they're like, hey, did you see this? I was like, oh, I've gone to great lengths so that I don't have to see this stuff.
That's just, yeah, I don't. I guess it's no dumber than the, you know, fucktards out there, like, wanting to own the Dems and stuff, you know? Like, getting themselves sick just to stick it to the libs.
Yeah, because it is a political thing, you know. You know, it is the same. It is the same thing.
It's just a bit, it's cutting your nose off to spite your face. You know, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even make sense for, like, personal gain, because it's not helping them. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot to make you mad out there, which is not good when you're in isolation, right?
I feel like...
isolation kind of intensifies that feeling, and then you come out and you're like, oh, I don't really understand the real world. I just understand how I feel about a certain part of it.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like I don't want to turn into my dad yelling at the internet. You know?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, like I said, I just brought it up and I've made it worse, so I'm part of the problem.
It's like I realized that I have a bad habit in times of, like, personal change or crisis or whatever, where I tend to obsess on it for a minute and that's all I talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I don't realize it before I do it. You know, I realize it after I've been doing it for a while. So I've been trying to make sure that I moderate my conversations with people by not just talking about the same thing over and over.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I think about that a lot. I would say that it's probably most of... I'm a little bit better about it just recently. But, I mean, you know me. Part of the reason, like... It's hard to explain this when we're recording this, because people... listening to this say, oh, well, we've heard you talk a million times, Mike. We don't understand that you don't like talking.
Yeah.
But you can attest, in a social situation, just like in an office, I don't say much. In fact, I just listen a lot.
You don't pick up the phone much.
Yeah, I just listen, actually. I listen to other people talking.
Or respond to emails. Or texts.
But the reason, I think a big part of the reason why I do that is because I'm very self-conscious that I'm doing what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put that upon people. I've been hyper aware of it since I was, like, really young, because I think I probably got made fun of either because I was, like, being a geek or something, and people would make fun of me. So I would shut up and I would just, like, be very careful about what I said. And I think after decades of doing this, I've for one thing, I've become a very good listener, but, that's an upside. The downside is you just become all up in your head all the time. You're constantly thinking about, like, what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's weird, because it's like, I mean, for me, it's just certain things that are blind spots that I don't realize I'm going on at length about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty good, and this is, again, like you're saying, this is something I picked up when I was a kid. I don't tend to talk about my feelings very much. I don't think. Yeah. I mean, again, on here, it's different, because... we're looking for things to talk to each other about.
Yeah.
But, like, in real life, you know, I don't tend to talk about things that are bothering me. I don't tend to talk about, like, ailments or things like that, you know?
I think that's an unnatural thing, though. I think that's something that a lot of people know.
But there's just certain, like when I moved back here from Chicago, I was bummed about that, you know? I mean, yeah, I was kind of fed up with Chicago, but I was also bummed about moving back here, you know? Didn't realize it, but I, you know, for the first couple of months I was back, I drove some of my friends crazy because I just kept talking about how lame Cincinnati was and shit, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And, like, until, actually, it took somebody else telling me, like, will you quit saying that? You know, like,
we
live here, you know? Like,
it is the fear that I am not self-aware like that makes me not want to say stuff like what you're saying, what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I didn't realize I was coming off like that.
Well, know? No, that's lack of self-awareness. That's what I'm talking about. That's a natural thing. It's not a terrible thing. It's just something that people do, you know? If it was normal to just not ever say anything because you're afraid you're going to sound like an idiot or somebody, then nobody would ever talk.
Well...
maybe that's an okay thing sometimes, but I don't, yeah, I mean, I It's either I don't talk or I spend the rest of the night going, I should have shut my mouth because all I did was talk about.
Oh, I hate that when you start dissecting everything you said.
Yeah, and it's like, what are they thinking about me?
And then, like, even if it comes off that nobody actually noticed you saying anything in particular, you still in your head, you're chewing on it, you know, and you're like, oh crap, I shouldn't have said that. Why did I say that?
Especially if you're like me and you're critical of other people that do that. Like, oh well, I better really watch out because I don't want to be the guy that's doing the thing I was talking about.
Yeah, and so I realized the other day that. With a couple of people I've had, you know, more than one conversation with, like, you know, if you're talking to somebody once in like a month or something like that, of course you're mm-hmm. going to talk about what's topical. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But like, I realized that, like, you know, to my mom and to my friend Brian and that, like, every time I was talking to him, I was going on about what's going on right now, you know, like, but I was talking about all the negative aspects, which I don't know if there are any positive aspects of it, but you know, I was talking about how just the fucking Republicans are idiots and Trump's a fucking demon, you know.
He is a demon.
I mean, he's actively fucking hurting people, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's causing but you know, I realized and I was just talking about the fact that even though I wasn't getting really worked up, I'm talking about the fact that, you know, things are going to get a lot fucking worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just people getting sick, but everything that's going to fall out because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that I kept talking about that though, and after a certain point I'm just repeating myself, or I'm adding negativity onto negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so now I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be doing that. So now I try to find other things to talk about to balance out what's going on right now. It's hard not to talk about something this big.
Yeah.
I
mean, it literally impacts your daily life.
And especially since so many people got nothing else going on because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I got an idea. Let's talk about John Prine music. Oh, wait.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's weird because he's not the only, like, you know, we've lost several people already. Like,
we've lost a lot of people.
Like, entertainers from my...
Others. Yeah, you're right.
And but the thing is it's like the enormity of what's going on is almost making that, like, negligible.
Mm-hmm.
Not to disregard people like John Prine dying because that's sad.
I don't think anybody's thinking you're doing that.
But I'm saying it's like it becomes like a... secondary to what's going on right now, you know, or not as noticeable. It doesn't stand out as much. And you know, oh man, I blew up at my dad the other day.
Why? Because your dad's not a big supporter of that stuff, is he?
He's definitely a conservative.
Wow.
Which he's not, I don't know. He's got bad aspects in that mindset.
Sure.
He's not the worst of the lot, you know?
I have a couple of friends. I have one especially I know back in Jackson who is conservative, and I think that, you know, I don't agree with that stuff in any most way, but he is a normal thinking person. He understands that what's going on right now is crazy.
Right.
If you're still down with all of this after all of this, then I think maybe you probably need to get the virus and go somewhere off and die. But that's just my personal opinion.
But the reason I got into it with him is because, you know, I've been talking, because, you know, my mom's got a history of breathing problems and stuff, asthma, things like that. Or, asthma doesn't go away, does it?
No.
She manages it with, like, sprays and stuff. And I don't know if it's quite asthma or whatever, but she has to, like, take inhalers and things like that, you know?
That sounds like asthma.
And so, you know, I've been going over stuff with them about just taking precautions when you have to go to the store and stuff like that. And then especially once, you know, they reverse their recommendation on mask wearing in public and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was over the other day, we were getting set up to start sewing some masks. And, you know, so I'm just talking about other stuff, about washing hands and using hand sanitizer and you know, like, being aware of how far away you are from people, you know. And not that he was totally scoffing it, but he was kind of, like, acting like it was sort of jokey. And I'm like, I don't fucking think you're taking this seriously. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, people are fucking dying out there. And I'm like, sure, it's just a few, but I want to make sure that you're not one of them, you know.
Yeah.
And it was, and we were just going back and forth for a minute, and I'm like, why do I feel like I'm the fucking parent here? You know? Because yeah. And then I realized that I really had started to understand how frustrated they must have been with me as a teenager.
Probably.
Because, I mean, you turn into your old man a lot of times. Like people in general, You pick up attitudes and behaviors and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know.
So it's, but I mean, it's not like we blew up to where we're not talking to each other, but I actually did yell at him for a second because I'm like, you are not taking this fucking seriously. And I mean, that's a state. Part of it's just being mentally frazzled,
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm sure I'm not completely thinking 100% straight, But I don't know, man. So yeah, weird world, lots of stuff going on.
Yesterday, this is interesting.
That.
I thought about it, maybe I should do a review of these because I've since February when I decided I'm going to start learning the guitar again, I have signed up for several online courses.
Okay.
Not just one. I should have just done one, but no, my ignoring is fucking stupid. What happened is you get free when you buy a Fender guitar, which I bought. You get free Fender lessons for a little while.
Okay.
They have an online lesson site that does guitar, bass, and ukulele. Everybody's crazy about ukulele.
I've got
I didn't,
one.
when did that happen? When did ukulele become this thing again?
Like a decade ago.
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I think it started with just, like people being indie twee kind of thing,
Well, anyway, where was I? Anyway,
Lessons.
I was using that because I was like, yeah, I could use this. Give me the like child intro and I will do this. And I started and I was like, oh, this is helping. This is helping, sure. And they're not bad. But since then I've signed up to two others and I look at a lot of other things on YouTube and things like that. So I think I'm probably getting a good like overview of how well these services stack up against each other.
Ah, yeah, I see.
I was like, I should do like a review of that. But that, again, like everything that we do with this podcast requires work. I don't really feel like doing that. But with this, what made me think of this actually was this whole sickness stuff, because yesterday I was doing my lesson with the Fender service, the Fender Play service, and they were teaching "Don't Fear the Reaper," and it reminded me
Whoa,
of
too
Jacob's
soon.
Stand. And I was like, oh, maybe I should put my mask on before I play this.
I saw somebody. Sorry. Never mind. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, that was what I was going to say. What were you saying?
I was veering back in the territory that I don't want to keep laboring.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the Fender service is a very good introductory, but I feel like it oversells itself.
How do you mean?
Like it's definitely a guitar instruction course that comes with a guitar. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It like gives you the basics and stuff. But when it says we're going to learn "Don't Fear the Reaper," it's lying. It's not going to teach you that song. It's going to teach you that intro part, and it's going to teach like because it said we're going to learn the intro, we're going to learn the intro and the verse and the solo. And I was like, the solo? That sounds difficult. And then we get to it. He's like, no, we're not learning the solo. We're going to learn the part that the guy's playing when the other guy's playing the
Oh,
solo.
the rhythm part.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you lied to me. And also, like their instructors are very robotic. Like you should like look one up on YouTube. It's just like I don't know if they're trying to like really like nail home, that you should sit up straight and stuff, but they all look like robots. And they like always weirdly smiling. So it's not my favorite of the three courses that I've been taking.
I'm gonna bet it's on YouTube. Look up this was early 90s, I think, Yngwie Malmsteen had a guitar tutorial.
I've heard of that. And what you're talking about.
It was ridiculous, dude. Oh my god, we would sit there and fast forward and rewind it just to watch the funny parts, like it was a comedy show.
Why? What was so funny about it?
One of the things that sticks into my head was he'd play something. He'd play one of his Yngwie Malmsteen licks, you know, something like that, mm-hmm. right? And then he'd say, okay, I'm going to slow it down for you. And then he'd play it, and it was the same speed.
You know what? That's some of these lessons are like that, though. Yeah. And it really drives me insane.
It's like,
I'm like, that's not a lesson. That's me watching you play guitar.
Yeah. What am I supposed to get out of this exactly? Like, am I still just supposed to be? I was already impressed you could play. You know, like, oh man.
Do you remember what that's called? Oh, I see. Yeah, Yngwie Malmsteen REH video Hot Licks Guitar Lesson.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The city's changed.
But it And it's probably not as funny as I thought it was at the time because I was a teenager, you know?
I like that he hasn't changed anything about himself. He still looks like that.
Yeah, he just looks like a larger, older version of himself.
Okay. Are you going to talk? Because I really
want to
hear you talk.
Well, he does stop eventually and talks. Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to the video. My name is Yngwie Malmsteen. J. Malmsteen, by the way. Yeah. Today we're going to look a little bit on my style of guitar playing, and you know, hope you're going to enjoy it. And we've got to talk a bit about my equipment and so forth. And,
he's got a backdrop that's totally cardboard, and it shakes every time he moves.
Do you want to play along? Enjoy.
What do you mean, play along? You went right into it.
I seriously, from what I remember of it, I think it was pretty much just like a video so you could watch how cool he was.
Licks, arpeggios, and classical phrases. All right, Yngwie. Show me.
This is the way I use the fingering on a diminished arpeggio versus follows.
He can't even understand what he's saying.
Oh, that one actually was slowed down.
Okay, this is the fingering for A minor.
He's just going on. At least they slowed it down a little bit.
Yeah, I swear there was one in there where he said, I'm going to slow it down for you, and then he played it at the exact same speed. Because that was one of the things that we found really funny about it, and we kept watching the video, you know?
Yeah, there are a lot of those that do that. That's why, yeah, they're hard to find a good one. Maybe you should just get a guitar teacher, I guess.
I don't know, like, I never took lessons, but like when I would talk to friends I knew that were taking lessons, everybody just seemed really frustrated with having a teacher. You know?
Well, that's because they'll make them do stuff they don't want to do.
Yeah. Well, and they're trying to teach them in an order. Like,
yeah, that's teachers try to teach you, and you'd be surprised at how many people don't like being taught, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's why it's such a weird thing that I want to do this now.
Well, hey, because of you, I've actually started looking into teaching myself sheet music, reading sheet music.
Well, I'm not going that far.
I am, because I think it'd be handy.
I would like to know, like, I'd like to know theory, like how scales and chords work together and stuff.
Yeah.
That would be useful. That's more useful than learning sheet music, I think.
Of course, I've also been digging through my software archives trying to find my old copy of Rosetta Stone so I can learn Latin. So.
that sounds useless on several levels, actually.
Well, you know, I figure with all this medical talk going around.
Yeah. As somebody that took Latin, it probably won't help.
Yeah. I used to have a bunch. You know, maybe I could learn like Gaelic or something.
Again. I don't know what that's going to help, except to understand the beginning of Blown Away without subtitles.
Yeah, I'd probably be much better off taking Spanish. Yeah. Spanish would be eminently more useful. Chinese, Japanese, maybe some German.
Definitely Chinese. German would probably be cool. French. Spanish, obviously, is the language you should learn.
I took German for a minute in sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Yeah, I don't remember why it was that young either, but I did. That was when it was. It was after we had... It was when we...
I never heard of that, learning a language in a public school at sixth grade.
It was after we moved back from Florida, and it was like part of the school year. I was only here for part of the school year. So that's why I only took it for a little bit. Or maybe I took it in Florida. I can't remember. But I just remember taking it for a little while, and it wasn't very long. I think it was, I was in some sort of, what do they call it? Like, not college prep, but AP? Accelerated prep or something?
Oh, really? You were in AP classes?
Well, I think that's
In AP classes.
For my grade level, I think I was at that time. I tested well for it or something like that. So one of the electives, if you were in that thing, was to take a language at the time. Maybe I think that had something to do with it. And then I wound up going back to Catholic school for junior high, seventh and eighth grade. Which is surprising that I never learned Latin there. You'd figure they would have taught Latin.
No, they don't teach you Latin.
I mean, you would figure they would have offered it being a Catholic school.
No, they don't even teach you what it means in the Latin stuff. You just need to learn it. They don't teach you what anything means.
Well, no, my mom learned Latin in Catholic school when she was a kid. They actually taught it then. It was, you could choose one of the languages you could choose to learn. And I guess, can you really call Latin a dead language since it's still used?
It's not used it's like a secret language. It's like not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could say that's a dead language.
I mean, they said Gaelic was a dead language, but they brought that back.
They didn't bring it back. It's always been the official language of Ireland, I think, hasn't it?
I thought they didn't start actually using it on signs and shit again until, like, 80s or something like
that. Oh, really? So, yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm sure there were still people that knew it.
Also, it's not like everybody uses it there. It's just like that's a legal thing.
Right. It's like, I don't know.
They make you learn it in school, but nobody there actually knows it.
Is French actually useful to know?
I mean, if you're in France.
Or Canada, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure it's useful in France.
I mean, is outside of being a French person, is it useful? That's what I mean.
I don't know.
Like, do they use French in the rest of the world besides Canada?
I don't know.
Because, like, I mean...
Frenchula? It's useful in Frenchula.
Frenchula? Frankula.
Have you ever been to Frankula? Transylvania?
Transylvania. France.
It's useful in Transylvania.
I think you mean France.
France. I've been to France.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Thinking out loud. Might as well learn Russian.
Russian would be good to know, too.
Yep. I did take a bit of Russian in high school.
I mean, you run into a lot of, like, Polish and Russian people here.
Polish, like, I mean, there's a big difference between Polish and Russian languages, right?
Yeah, but I bet they're like in the same family.
So it's like, I mean, because like, what do I want to say? Like, Spain Spanish and South American Spanish aren't exactly the same. You know?
No, but I mean, you can see the bridge between them.
Right.
Although I have heard people speaking Portuguese and it sounds Eastern European sometimes. I'm like, that does not sound like Spanish.
Oh, yeah, Portuguese, again, is a whole other thing, even though it's sort of related, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's more the comparison that you're talking about. I mean, you can't really – the difference between – I mean, Polish and Polish and Russian are two different languages. Spanish in Spain and Spanish in South America are the same language.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's like English in America and English in the, you know, UK. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
Theoretically, you should be able to understand them both.
Some people don't.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, you know, some people just don't understand shit anyway. Some people are just willfully ignorant.
See beginning of this episode.
Yes. Yeah, I remember I was actually, my Russian teacher, I was going to a Jesuit high school for my first, mm-hmm. like, two quarters of high school, ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Before, and it was an all-boys school. And I just realized I wasn't going to be able to last. So I got myself kicked out and went to public school instead.
Can I ask you how you got kicked out? What'd you do to get kicked out?
General behavior problems, and I just tanked my grades.
Okay.
And they said, well, we don't feel like he belongs here. And I said, you're right. Because my parents weren't really listening to me when I told them I didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a partial scholarship. But, I mean, we were kind of not having a lot of money, so they were the money they still had to pay to send me there was more than really I thought the family could afford.
The way you explained that you guys weren't very wealthy was we were kind of not having a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a weird way of saying.
Well, I mean, I could just say we were poor.
You can say you were poor. It's fine. You're in a safe space.
But I mean,
you could have been like my family and been poor and not known it. Like, you could have had a con man who is just taking out lots of money in your name and just living beyond your means.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we knew we were poor.
Yeah.
I think part of me not just coming out and straight saying poor came from a reaction to that whole thing that I didn't see start until the 90s. But in the 90s, when everybody, like, you had, like, pretty well-off kids acting like they were white trash, you know? Acting like they were poor and, like, begging for change and shit, you know?
Yeah, and, I don't know if that's kind of an experience I'm not...
It's something I saw a lot. Like, you'd see these kids with, like, more money than I had in my pocket just in studs on their jackets, and they'd be begging for change, you know? Mm. And I'm like... That pissed me off because I had been poor in my life, you know? Like, actual poor, like... needing to get food from services and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or from social services, is what I mean.
Services like McDonald's and...
No, services like St. Vincent de Paul.
I'm kidding.
But anyway.
Do that.
So, yeah, that's how I got kicked out. But my point is, though, that while I was taking Russian, that's what I was trying to talk about before, I was actually being taught by a communist. The teacher there was a communist.
Really?
And he would make a...
How did he know? Did he just tell you?
Oh, yeah, he talked about it. Yeah.
That's weird. It doesn't seem like something you'd be able to talk about back then.
Well, in the walls in the class were, like, you know, communist propaganda paintings and stuff like that. And
that definitely doesn't sound like something you could do back then in a place bordering the South.
Well, you know, it was a Jesuit school, man. They're pretty progressive.
Wow.
But he would make, like... pilgrimages to China and stuff like that, and he would bring back stuff like berets with the little red stars on them and stuff like that, and he would give those out as prizes, like if you got the best score on a test or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really weird, man.
That's wild.
That was probably my favorite class in the school, because that dude was strange. Like,
you were like down with the man.
I mean, I didn't believe in any communist kind of shit, but you know, I was like, you know, you're an alright dude, you know, for a teacher. And a fucking red commie.
Mm-hmm. We're going to beat you up after school.
Yeah. But yeah, I always thought that was kind of wild, too, that an actual communist was working in a religious school. Like.
And I remember everybody talking about how bad communists were all my whole childhood and me not even knowing what that meant.
Yeah, yeah. I really didn't know much about what communism actually was. And I certainly didn't understand the difference between just the idea of socialism versus actual communism.
Yeah,
like
and you know what? Some of those ideas are still kind of lost on me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like I'm a poli sci major or anything, but
no.
I was pretty unaware of, like, as far as I was concerned, socialism and communism were the same thing until I was well into my 20s. You know,
all I know is that they shot Charlie Sheen and Patrick Swayze, and that, you know, fuck those guys. They need to get killed by
Fuck yeah, I was happy when Rambo blew up the chopper.
Yeah. Or C. Thomas Howell, that's who it was. C. Thomas Howell, not... was it?
Which movie was it?
I keep getting confused. Red Dawn's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't remember who all got shot in it, but they were all in it.
They were all in it, but I keep forgetting if it was Patrick Swayze and C. Thomas Howell that were the brothers, or I think it was Charlie Sheen that was Patrick Swayze's brother in that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They died at the end.
Freaking commies.
Yeah, commies killed them.
Are there... I mean, China's the only communist country left, isn't it? No, Cuba.
Yeah, Cuba still.
So is it just Cuba and China?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Russia's not communist anymore, right?
No, they are not. And in fact, they are kind of a bad example of capitalism right now.
Yeah, well, they weren't a great example of communism either. But
they're just basically thug world is what Russia is.
It seems like it, going even back to the... It's
when the mob runs your country.
Well, it seems like even going back to the czars and stuff, you know. Yeah. They were pretty, like, iron-fisted.
When you're run by nihilist mobsters, yeah, that's what Russia is. We care nothing for ourselves or anyone else.
They are kind of ridiculous, like, video game ridiculously leveled, you know, kind of like a country. Like,
this just sounds so, like, xenophobic right now.
It does. Fucking commies.
Goddamn commies.
I feel like it's safe to make fun of communists now. I don't know what I'm saying.
Let's go get them. Get the commies.
I wonder if the majority of people in China actually consider themselves communists. I mean, they have a communist government, but do they consider themselves communists? Yeah.
Well, I think they have to be. I think they're required by law to be proud of it.
I mean, they probably have to have, like, at least pay the lip service and carry the card, but, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wonder if they have cards.
Well, they probably have ID cards and stuff.
Yeah, they probably definitely have to have papers.
Now, is North Korea communist?
No.
I mean, they're a dictatorship.
I guess they are. But yeah, they're more of like what Trump wants us to be. Just basically a country that does whatever the guy says.
He probably wouldn't mind like trying to have people think of him as somewhat godlike either. Yeah.
He definitely wants that. I think that's pretty obvious that that's what he wants.
Because that's good old Captain Trumps.
Captain Trumps. I haven't heard that. That's funny. That's definitely what's going on out there.
Yeah, well, that's when you were talking about the stand earlier. That's why I started chuckling about it, because I'd read somebody making reference to that, like calling him Captain Trumps.
That is hilarious. And not hilarious.
It's hilarious in a whistling past the graveyard kind of way. Or gallows humor or whatever you want to say.
I'm so hungry.
Anyway. What's
my sugar like? My sugar is low.
You just tested your sugar on the air?
I have what they call a CGM, or a continuous glucose meter.
Is that, like, permanently attached to you?
Yes.
Really?
It's like a sticker on my stomach.
Oh, wow.
My insurance company said, hey, would you like to be part of this free thing where you can, you know, have this glucose meter? And I was like, well, I'm doing okay. But then I got curious, and I was like, I would like to know how well I'm doing. So they sent it to me, and I've been doing it for about 3 months now.
So is it wireless?
Yep. I look on my phone.
So that little sticker transmits information.
It's more of sensor that has a sensor. It's a piece of plastic. It's about the size of the tip of your thumb.
Wow. That's pretty kooky, man. We're living in the future.
Yeah. It's much better than, you know, pricking your fingers.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot.
So it's just stuck to you, right? It's not like sticking into you, is it?
Yes, there's a hair thin needle that's stuck inside me.
Oh, that's freaky.
It is freaky.
That's like body horror.
It is. If you think about it, then it bothers you. But
okay, I'll stop. Sorry.
Yeah, there's like a little plastic gun that comes with it.
Oh.
And you just put it up to you, and you press the button, and it goes poop, and you don't feel it.
Okay.
It actually feels less than if you prick your finger.
Wow.
And then it's stuck to you because there's an adhesive around.
How long?
You can shower with it and everything.
How long does it stay on?
The sensor expires every 10 days.
Oh.
So you have to change it every 10 days.
Do you have to like peel it off, or does it just sort of fall off?
That's actually the most painful part, is that you peel it off. Now, I tried to shave where it was,
yeah,
and that actually became so itchy that I was like, I'd rather pull my hair off than
yeah,
have to live with this.
I can see that.
So, yeah, I've liked it. I don't like, there's like this, they're doing it because, like I said, it's the insurance company, and they're doing it as this kind of new program where they have like a health coach call you and find a way, like basically find ways that you can get your disease in check and basically see if you can go off of meds and stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's better for you. Yeah. It's better for them. It's
very useful. And I'm basically there.
Cool.
It's, I'm just doing it to make sure that the work I've been doing was correct. And what the things I learned is that I get low a lot more than I thought I did.
Huh. It's easy enough to fix it when you're low, right? You just drink a soda or eat a brownie or something.
Well, we don't have any sugar sodas in the house, and I don't really keep sweets around.
Oh.
So, yeah, a little more difficult.
So how do you regulate then?
I try to eat some food when I can. I, actually, right now, hold on. Vamp for me.
Right then. 4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers, I don't know. Maybe he wants to talk about that anyway. For all the talk of me having taken different languages, I don't actually remember anything. I remember how to count to like 5 in German. Actually, I think I can count to 10 in German. And I know a few German words, but I couldn't actually read like a German sentence and parse it. You know?
I'm going to drink this. Oh, this probably isn't going to help.
Would you grab like a chocolate stout or something?
No, I didn't get any. I have this Atkins Dark Chocolate Royal protein shake. But protein actually lowers your blood sugar.
Oh.
And I was looking, there's no sugar in it, and there's only 6 grams of carbs, so that doesn't really help, does it, Mike? Mm.
How about pasta? You got any pasta around?
Well, that takes like 30 minutes to make.
Oh, yeah. Are you dangerously low?
I'm not dangerously low.
Okay.
Do you want to watch? You want to listen to me die on air?
No, that's what I'm saying. If you got to go,
I just bought sugar shock.
If you got to go get something or something, you know,
my beer refrigerator is broken.
It's not keeping anything cold.
Well, this drink isn't that cold, and it was down there. I came downstairs and noticed that the door had been open all night.
Oh, well, that's probably it, man.
Hmm.
Just do you wipe? I'm assuming it's got like a regular refrigerator type seals around the door.
Yeah.
Might want to like wipe those down every now and then.
Yeah. So I went to the Benny's yesterday because I just got. Every day has been a roller coaster ride. I'm sure it's like that for you.
Yeah. I don't
but
know.
Around this time of the day, I'm like, I've had it. I've had it with the world.
Yeah.
And so I drove to Benny's and I was like, I put my mask on and my rubber gloves and I went in and I bought like a shitload of beer. I actually thought about you because I bought a case of Newcastle.
Oh, nice.
And I came back and I put it all in my refrigerator down in the basement. I bought a 6-pack of the Anthrax beer, War Dance.
I didn't even know there was an Anthrax beer.
I have an Anthrax beer, which I felt, I was like, yeah, Anthrax. And then their logo is a skull wearing an Indian headdress. And I was like, boo, Anthrax.
Wasn't Joey Belladonna an Indian?
Belladonna? Isn't that an Italian last name?
Well, that doesn't mean he can't have Indian heritage.
No, he was Indian. or native is what we should be saying.
Well, I mean, you know, the BIA is still called the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So
it is actually, yeah, the local center they have like 4 blocks away from here. You know how weird it is? You know, I used to live across the street from the place, the American Indian Center.
Oh, yeah.
On Wilson. And it's gone. And they relocated to like 4 blocks away from me here. It's like they followed me.
They're creeping on you, dude.
They actually made a horror movie at that place called the what the fuck was it called? It's like the worst name ever. I forget, but it's a horror movie that takes place in the Native American, well, the American Indian Center.
Huh. I'm trying to look up, I was trying to look up Joey Belladonna. His actual name was Joseph Bellardini.
That's Bellardini?
Yeah.
One word?
Yeah, Bellardini.
That still sounds Italian.
It does still sound Italian. But
have you ever seen Pledge Night?
I want to say yes, I have.
It's a horror movie that he's in.
Right. He's the bad, like the monster, the bad guy or whatever, right?
He's not actually the guy in the costume that's killing people. He's in the flashback where they kill him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah. And Anthrax does the music, which you don't really hear a lot of music in that movie.
I want to say that, yeah, I have seen it. But besides being an Anthrax and having his own band called Belladonna, he's a drummer in a cover band called Chief Big Way.
Hmm. You know, you better be native if you're going to do that.
That's what I'm trying to find out. They don't actually say it in Wikipedia, though. You figure that's where they would say it, right?
I feel like this is an Elizabeth Warren thing where he's kind of like hyping up something where he's probably like 24, 34ths, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I always thought he looked kind of native, but that doesn't mean much, really.
Looking kind of native is an icy proposition.
I mean, I just assumed that, you know, I don't know. I probably should never assume anything.
Yeah. That's a good policy to have.
Yeah.
I bought a guitar.
Another one?
Don't tell anybody.
Too late. Oh, okay, so... Oh, this just says possibly. I can't find anything, like, that's actually definitively states. Apparently he has said his mother was Iroquois.
Iroquois.
Yeah.
That's from this neck of the woods.
Yeah. And his father was Italian. Obviously. I mean,
wouldn't it be funny if he was just like full-blooded native, but just decided he was just pretending that he was Italian? Like, he just like went all in. He's like, pasta, pasta. Not like the flag. He's into like soccer and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I guess he must be at least part. If his mother was Iroquois, right? So
that's the thing. When you're a little kid and they sort of like fetishize a lot of like Native American stuff, and it's funny to talk to Jim about this stuff because he is Native and he's grown up seeing both sides of that stuff.
Yeah.
And you do, when you're a kid, it's like everybody, I still get emails from aunts going, you know, on this side of the family, we're one part, blah, 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 blah. But also, nobody wants to have to live the life that, you know, so many of those people have to deal with. But they want to have a touch of, like, that, you know, that exotic background.
Probably it's some sort of, like, you know, guilt aversion or something. Like, if you've got part of that in your lineage, then you don't have to feel totally guilty for being part of the lineage of people that fucked them over to begin with.
Yeah. My favorite example of that shit is Walker, Texas Ranger. Because that show is full of that crap. And then you look at Chuck Norris, who's like, yeah, that guy wouldn't walk across the street to, like, do anything for Native American rights or anything like that.
I don't actually know about much about Chuck Norris's social or political beliefs, to tell you the truth.
Conservative guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
I mean, you would assume so, but
he's about as stiff as his jeans.
But again, assuming. You know,
I had to break it to Jim yesterday that Robert Dobby was a diehard Trump supporter.
Did he take it all right?
He was kind of bummed.
Yeah.
He's kind of bummed, sure.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to blow off what you were saying before, though. What kind of guitar did you get?
Oh, I got an acoustic. Oh. I needed one.
Just around now, you got a full band of stuff, except for the drums. But you can.
It's a Guild too, and it wasn't expensive.
You bought a Guild.
Yeah.
Guilds aren't like in the Martin price range territory, I don't think.
No, they're not. But here's the thing. I played one at a local guitar store like a month ago more than a month ago before all this started.
Yeah.
And I almost walked out of the store with it because it was such a nice playing guitar. And then I've been cooped up here and I was like, well, I should really wait till this is all over and go and like support that store. But I'm like, I can't wait anymore.
I keep acoustics just sitting around in the living room in case I just want to pick them up and play or something.
Well, that's why I got it. Because Julie was saying, because I was like, I didn't practice. I should go downstairs. I don't want to go downstairs and practice. And Julie's like, well, wait, just bring it up here. I was like, you don't want me to do that. So I just have an acoustic for it. So I won't bother her. But it will bother her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bother her.
I found that... because I was playing acoustic a lot more, I started playing different kinds of stuff, so I actually got a lot better at finger picking.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, considering that I don't pick bass most of the time when I play it.
Yes.
You would have thought I would have picked up finger picking a lot quicker than I actually did.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of two different things.
Well, I'm using all my fingers when I'm finger picking. Like,
yeah.
I mean, all my fingers and my thumb, for that matter.
You're using your little finger?
Yeah, sometimes. If I have to do like a or something, you know.
Mm.
Most of the time, it's just my...
What I get is like the Travis picking sort of thing. I can't really... Isn't that where you just use like two of them and the pick?
Oh, I know what you're saying, yeah.
I can do that a little bit. I mean, I've kind of been... You know, the first song that that came up in the Fender play, and, you know, Fender... Like I was saying with the Don't Fear the Reaper, they only give you like the one riff.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time I've been looking it up and it's like a lot of the time it's wrong. And so I went and I was like, well, because they were doing LaGrange and I was like, I'm going to learn fucking LaGrange. And I was like, why am I doing that? Billy Gibbons is way more complicated than you think he is. And everything he does is like that, is like, you know, pick in a couple of fingers. And
have you ever watched Jeff Beck play? Like he doesn't use a pick.
Yes. I was like a long time when I was a kid, I went through a Jeff Beck phase and I was buying his like, what's the garage album that he did? I've seen him. It doesn't look like the guitar should make the sounds that it does.
Yeah. He's one of those people that's like, I guess you'd call him an alternative style of playing. Cause I mean, he doesn't use a pick and he messes with his knobs a lot and his tremolo bar.
Yeah, it's like every time he if you ever watch him play, it looks like he's just dicking around. It doesn't look like he's playing a song. It just looks like he's fucking around at Guitar Center or something like that.
Oh, and I tell you, I don't know if you've heard her yet, but somebody I've been really impressed with lately is a lady named Yvette Young.
Yes, yeah. I learned, I don't know anything about her band.
I don't either. I just know about her.
I found her out by looking at lessons on YouTube, and she actually teaches on one of the sites that I signed up for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know she does workshops for like...
She basically does everything on the neck, right?
Yeah, she plays like there's hammer-ons, taps in both hands, playing at the same time and doing a lot of slides. And
yeah, because I looked her up when I saw... Basically, the first time I heard about her, it was actually a review... For her signature guitar. She has a signature guitar from Ibanez. You should look at it. It's actually pretty cool.
I've seen it. I follow her on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay, cool. They said math rock, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck math rock is. That's just making me seem very old.
Like, the thing is with her, though, is, I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess you put her in the math rock category, but most of the time when I hear math rock bands, they seem pretty cold to me.
Yeah, well, and I mean,
she's got a really emotive style of playing. Like,
the name basically tells you all you need to know. It's just like, math rock sounds complicated. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it really is complicated.
It just sounds complicated. And here's the thing. Music that's complicated to play, I get. Music that sounds complicated, I'm not really into. You know what I mean? It's two different things. It's two different things. It's like if you're listening to it and you're so busy going, what is going on right now? You're not really enjoying the music.
Yeah, and that's been my thing with like bands like Animals as Leaders and stuff like that, where I've heard them, and I guess they're math rock.
Is on the site too.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah. They're all really proficient at their instruments, you know? And they play very technical stuff, very tightly and very fast in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And it's from a technical standpoint, it's super impressive. It's impressive to watch, you know, as being a feat, as it were, or an exercise.
Yeah.
But their music themselves, like, I just can't get into it. I don't like listening to it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's different from, like, well, you know, as much as I make fun of them, it's different from listening to Yngwie. Where Yngwie... Mm-hmm. Yngwie was super technical, but he was really emotive in his playing, you know?
I mean, he was just essentially just playing classical music with a rhythm guitar background. That's what it was. It's like a drum set playing classical music.
Yeah, I mean, it was, there's no denying that it was certainly classical bass, but I mean, it had part of that is, I mean, classical music's very emotive, too, you know?
Yeah.
No matter how complicated it is.
I don't think anybody's going to say that classical music isn't dramatic or emotional. I mean, that's kind of the point of all of that stuff.
It's just weird because, like, you know, I was big listening to, like, industrial stuff and electronic stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that I wouldn't be able to make that distinction between, like, the math rock bands and listening to a drum machine click out something in perfect time. But there are industrial bands that are more emotive than some of these math rock bands, you know?
Yeah, I think there's I think there's a difference.
Like,
but anyway, Yvette Young, she's very good.
Totally fantastic, and she posts like little videos and stuff on Instagram too.
Yeah.
It's just it's always nice to watch because she's just so damn good, and she seems to really enjoy it too.
That's been another interesting byproduct of this whole experience. Is I've learned a lot about. Stuff I tend to listen to the music that I liked. I don't listen to a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I've been exposed to a lot of stuff that I still don't like, but,
right.
Because you, like we were talking about Don and stuff. I don't think I'm really into the kind of metal that a lot of the new guys are into. Just like that kind of like super drop tune, chug away kind of stuff.
Brutal, man, brutal.
Yeah, I'm not super into it. I do think it's probably fun to play a riff like that over and over again. Is probably some kind of like there's a fun groove to that, but I'm not. It's not really. And also, I listened to Gojira,
yeah.
And I was like, these lyrics are ridiculous.
Wait, but you said you were getting into Ghost.
Yeah, well, Ghost is a joke from the beginning, though.
Yeah.
I don't think, if you can't look at Ghost and not go, well, these guys are making a joke.
Right, I understand. Gojira is more like they're more like wrestling, where they have to take themselves seriously.
Yeah. Gojira is like, there's a 16-year-old in his room going, yeah, they are saying what I am thinking.
Right, probably saying it like that, too.
Yeah. And 16-year-old me with a Wolverine poster is going, yeah, Cinderella is saying what I'm thinking.
What, you didn't get Wolverine Blues when it came out?
Oh, no. I was an adult when that came out. No.
Yeah, a little close to it probably you were. Yeah.
I wasn't an adult, but I know. Who did that?
Is that Obituary? No. Hold on. I just remember it was so weird because it was a metal band and they actually had a cover with Wolverine on it. Like,
yeah, they still had the larger, like the giant cardboard CD things at that point.
Oh, that was Entombed.
Entombed.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was a huge package that it came in.
They were Swedish death metal.
Mm.
Apparently. Who did that cover? Because it even had the Marvel Comics like license thing on it.
Yeah. It was painted. So it wasn't Bisley, but it looked like somebody trying to look like Bisley.
It does look very Bisley-esque. But who the hell did it? I'm trying to find who did it now.
That shouldn't be hard to find.
Despite never wanting their album to be associated with a superhero. Oh. Apparently, the band themselves didn't want that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From what I'm reading here, but why did they call it Wolverine Blues? Well, they probably just didn't want it to. They were probably talking about something else. It didn't have anything to do with Wolverine the character. But according to this,
that's a really dumb song, man. What does that mean, Wolverine Blues? If you're not talking, are you talking about the animal?
I don't know. There was an old blues song called Wolverine Blues.
Oh, there was?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Hold on, let me go back to this. Yeah, it was a Jelly Roll Morton song.
I'm proven wrong again.
But yeah, so according to this, Earache Records, their label, without them knowing, made a deal with Marvel to use it, and so that's why one of the versions of the album had Wolverine on the cover.
Oh wow!
And it had I don't even remember that. It had it included a mini comic with it inside the CD booklet.
Oh wow!
Huh? How strange.
How strange. Ninja has another urinary tract infection.
Oh, man. That poor guy ain't catching a break.
Well, it's been a while since he's had one. Mm. But we're practically doctors now that we can tell. In fact, we got almost into it with the lady at the desk of the vet place because we're like, we think our dog has a urinary tract infection. Well, we want to bring in his urine. And they're like, well, you should probably get like this test and this test. And we're like, no, we've done this like 15 times. I just go in there and ask the doctor. She can look at it and she'll tell you. And the lady did not want to have that with us. Mm. And I was like, I promise you. And we were right.
They, well, of course, you know, they never want to be told by the patients or the patient's carers.
I understand if it was a nurse, but it's just the lady at the front desk.
Yeah. Oh, well, she still knows more than you do. You know.
That's probably true.
Because she picks that stuff up working there.
That's probably true.
I mean, I don't know why I'm saying it that way, because, I mean, you picked it up from taking care of your dog, so.
That's true. That's very true. Very true.
What was I going to say? Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this, because I was sort of making fun of it when I brought it up several weeks ago. I had got a copy of, you know, OMD's How Bizarre, the album. And yeah. I actually listened to it all. It's pretty good.
You talk about that band more than anybody I know, which is a very low bar, but still.
I think this is only the second time I've talked about it, Mike.
No, it's more than one. It's more than two times that you've talked about this band.
I just got the album.
I know, but you've talked about them in the past.
Huh. How bizarre.
And you've done that before.
Well, that I probably have said a lot. Because that's stuck in my head for years, you know. When you were watching, probably not because I think this is newer, but when you were watching on your Sasquatch run there, did you see a movie called Animal Among Us?
Oh, Animal Among Us. Yeah, that's a Bigfoot movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, twist, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's a really low budget Bigfoot movie.
Pretty. Yeah. Like.
Yes.
Minimal cast and stuff.
It's this guy, but it's actually a Bigfoot.
Oh no! It's the other way around. It's sort of like a Scooby-Doo mystery with a.
No. See, it is Bigfoot at the end. Remember, he kills the guy.
No, but it's not. I think maybe we're thinking of different movies.
Oh, I've seen so many Bigfoot movies that they're all running together.
Oh yeah, I believe it.
So is this the one with the guys that go camping?
There is a campground. There's a campground where a murder happened like, you know, 15, 20 years ago or something like that. And this guy wrote a horror novel about it. And so like all this time later, he gets invited back to this camp to, like, because they're going to reopen or whatever. And they want him to kind of be like the MC or something, you know. And these sisters run it now. It was their mother that was running it with the, when the murder happened. And these two sisters run it now. And then, you know.
This came out last year?
I think so, yeah.
No, I haven't seen this one. Oh, okay. I've seen one called Animal Among Us, but it's not this one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it was Beast Among Us.
Oh.
I don't watch it. You watch a lot of the ones from, like, this year and, like, last. You watch a lot of 2018, 2019 movies, and I try to stay away from them.
If they look interesting enough, I don't really, you know, like, I'll watch them kind of thing. There's certain things where it's just like, I can't stand a lot of new bad movies because they're worse than bad movies used to be. You know? I don't know what it is. It's like, I guess it's like anything. If you watch a movie that you feel like it's got a little bit of heart in it, even if it's terrible, like it's better than a terrible movie that doesn't have any heart in it.
Yeah, that's true. I've been watching a lot of Polonia Brothers.
You like them.
I do. It's the thing I decided. I do like them. They make terrible movies.
Right.
But I do like them. And, you know, like, it really depends on, because they produce most of them, and a lot of times they have other people direct them. But it's almost always the same actors. Mark Polonia is always in them. Like, he's always a character in one of them in the movie. But there's varying degrees of how bad they are.
Yeah.
They always try, man. They always try. I watched one today called, it's a H.P. Lovecraft movie.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Yeah, it's a...
I have seen a remarkably large number of those, and most of them aren't very good.
Oh, no, I don't think I've seen a good Lovecraft movie. Maybe Dagon was the closest?
Dagon was pretty good.
But it's not, like, very... They all have a very similar, well, not all of them. This one did a good job of being very otherworldly.
Yeah.
But, it's called The Dark Sleep.
Okay.
And it could have, I mean, it should have the subtitle, somebody got to sell a special effects package for their computer.
Is that so that's on Amazon. From 2013? Oh, I've watched this. Apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the house that has the diagram in it, and it lets you go into the dream dimension when you're asleep. Because when you're asleep, dreams are actually just you viewing another dimension. It's all there. It's all real. It's not in your head.
Yeah, that's coming back to me.
Yeah. But it all turns out to be her ex-husband that wanted to, like, I guess, kill her in her dreams.
Holy moly.
It's really dumb.
Brett Piper's made a lot of movies.
Yeah, and they're all bad.
I'm trying to see if I've seen any of them.
Well, I've seen a lot of them. I didn't realize I had, but...
Well, this sounds fun enough. Muckman?
Yeah, I just watched that this week.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's another Bigfoot movie.
Oh, wow.
And actually, it's very similar to another Bigfoot movie they made.
Like they just reused it or something?
I think it's called Bigfoot Among Us.
Oh, more Among Us stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a semi-found footage. It's a fake found footage. Well, they're all fake found footage, but it like doesn't look like it's found footage.
Yeah.
And it's just like this show going out in the woods to find Bigfoot, and nothing really happens. And this one is a show goes out to find Bigfoot, except the twist is they were going to fake seeing Bigfoot, and they run into, well, not Bigfoot, but Muckman.
Muckman.
And they run into Muckman.
Oh, I've seen Muckman.
Actually,
Muckman's another one. That was the one where the at first it's people faking like they're Muckman?
Yeah, I just told you that.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening.
But in The Dark Sleep, she is watching Muckman on TV.
Oh, that's nice. It's kind of a
yeah,
kind of a tie in there. Okay, I have apparently I've seen a lot of Brett Piper movies because I've watched Battle for the Lost Planet. I have seen Muckman.
I couldn't finish that. I'll go back at some point, but
I've seen Mutant War. It's got Cam Mitchell in it.
Yeah, Mutant War. Mutant War has a sequel too.
Mutant War is the sequel.
Oh, a sequel to
Galaxy Invader.
Yeah, not Galaxy Invader. Mm-hmm. No, Galaxy Invader is a Don Dollar movie.
You sure?
Yeah, you're talking about something else.
Was it Galaxy War?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because they both had War in the title, didn't they?
Maybe.
I think. I haven't seen this one, though. That's a giant spider movie called Arachnia.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Riff Trax did it.
Oh, maybe I have seen it then.
It's about the giant spiders, and there's like a history class that goes on a trip, and a plane crashes, and there's a giant spider in a barn, but it's not dead. And
yeah, I've seen it. I watched the Riff Trax version of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
I was looking on, because I was looking at it on Amazon, I was seeing what it told me I've watched before. giant spider movies. Anyway. I watched a movie with Christina Ricci and I hadn't seen before. At least I don't remember seeing it before. But it was weird. It was called Penelope.
Oh, the pig movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when that came out.
Yeah, it was like 2009 or something like that, I think.
It was a long time ago.
2008. I mean, God, then that's...
McAvoy in that movie?
Yeah, James McAvoy, Christina Ricci, Reese Witherspoon, the guy from... what's his name? I can't remember who the dwarfish guy is.
The who?
The dwarfish guy.
Peter Dinklage?
I think it might have been Peter Dinklage. Yeah. Yeah, it was Peter Dinklage. And then, that was actually a nice movie. Like, you know, it had that weird aspect, sort of like Pushing Daisies kind of aspect to it or something.
Yeah, it was one of those, I mean...
A fantasy, like whimsical fantasy kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
But, that turned out to be pretty...
Would have never been made if there was never a Tim Burton.
Probably, right. Yeah. It's in that mold and stuff. And then I watched another one with her called All's Fair in Love, and it's about people at a rent fair.
Interesting. I haven't seen that. I might watch that. That's funny.
Rival factions in a rent fair, like trying to top each other to become the nobles for next year.
That sounds fun. I think I'd like that.
It was pretty fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I shouldn't have watched this, but just for the sake of, not stressing yourself out anymore, I can recommend not watching a Korean movie called Flu.
Not a problem.
Because it's scarily accurate.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, it's sped up and dramatized, but yeah, it's kind of stressful. Oh, I watched those kind of documentaries that focus on just the making of a particular album?
I haven't seen many of them, but I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I watched one for Phil Collins, Face Value. And it was pretty good.
It's crazy to me that that exists, though. It's the weird thing to me.
It was a pretty big album.
Yeah, it was.
I think that was his first solo album.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that clip's going around of him playing In the Air Tonight on drums?
I don't know. I mean...
Because there's like this clip going around of him just banging out the beginning of that.
Like by himself?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Mm. I mean, he does play part of it, like when he's explaining how it was coming together and stuff in this. But, yeah. I've watched some other weird shit lately, too. I sent you that link to that one that I thought would be something that would appeal to you.
Yeah, it does. Wait a minute. I think I may. Which one did you send?
Doll Factory?
Yeah, but it was like, it's a 2019 movie, so I was like, I don't know if I'm going to watch that.
let it age a little bit.
Yeah, well, these Polonia brothers are very recent, too. So, because I keep forgetting, they make, like, a bunch of movies every year.
Yeah. There was another one I watched. It's another low-budget. I'm not sure if it fits in your kind of, like, thing, but it's called The Night Sitter. And it's about this girl gets hired to babysit these kids. She's actually wanting to rob the place. And they accidentally release the three mothers, You know.
Oh, really? Is it Italian?
No, that's the thing.
Oh, weird.
But in, and then, you know, like
the shit. I've only ever heard of that whole thing with the Argento thing.
Yeah, well, I think the Three Mothers, I don't know if the Three Mothers are like an actual myth thing or if that's just an Argento thing entirely.
It must be. I don't know.
I'm trying to look it up to see if Three Mothers or anything else other than that. I don't know. I mean, all the information on the Three Mothers is just about Argento stuff.
Yeah.
So if they do exist as an actual myth or something, that's not coming up here. But yeah, so like, and then the shit hits a fan, people get possessed and killed and whatnot, you know.
I don't know.
But it's definitely like low budgety, and it was fun. I thought it was actually kind of fun. Had a nice kind of the way the storyline moved was all right. Okay, so then I watched this other one, this movie called Antrim, the deadliest film ever made.
Antrim, the deadliest film ever made.
Yeah, and it's from, it says it's, Amazon has it listed as 2019, I don't think, maybe it is, I'm not sure. But it's one of those movies where it's filmed in the style of the 70s and it purports to be a found movie from the 70s, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's not... I mean, anytime they try to do these movies that are like this, that are supposed to be total period genre kind of thing, there's always little things in it that just aren't right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, but they wouldn't do that. Like, one of the things that stuck out to me on this was, like, the whole thing of having credits at the end and then having stuff after the credits at the end. Like, they didn't do that in the 70s, you know?
Yeah. No.
When the credits were up, they were up. That was the end of the movie. Bye. You know? And most of the time, I mean, depending on when it was made, sometimes they didn't even have credits at the end. It just said the end and it ended. Like, because they rolled the credits in the front, you know? And they, I guess they, certain time periods, they didn't have to list the entire cast and crew or something. Because, like, really old movies, you don't really see, sometimes you don't see, like, the entire crew listed, you know?
Right.
But,
I think that's a fairly recent thing that they've had to do that.
Okay. Yeah,
I could be wrong.
But, you know, it's just weird. And so the plot of this is that it's kind of got a wrapper where it says it starts out with some sort of pseudo-documentary kind of things talking about the movie. And it's supposed to be a cursed movie mm-hmm. where, like, you watch it and you die, essentially. You know?
Oh, no! Yeah. Did you die?
No.
Oh.
But it, well, and then...
Disappointed?
Well, then, post in the movie, they explain why you're supposed to have died. Or why people have died, like, or they posit a theory because there are, like, what is it? It was the mark of, I can't remember his name. Zorro? Yeah, no.
Because I can tell you why you die if you get the mark of Zorro.
It was, Astaroth. That's what it was. It was the mark of Astaroth, like a demon sigil. Mm-hmm. And it's embedded in the frames in the movie and stuff like that, like 187 times or something weird like that.
You get demons beamed into your eyeballs?
Well, that's what it's, you know, that's what they're saying, is that by watching the movie, you're being exposed to this symbol, which is inviting the demon to come visit you and play.
Yeah, demon bald. Yeah. Demon eyeballed.
So, it was kind of interesting, because the 70s, it was like a 70s kind of grind movie, a little bit, mm-hmm. Involving, like, monster, well, sort of like, it's these two kids, this kid's dog dies, and he hallucinates that his mom says that the dog went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister, trying to cheer him up, makes up this book that tells them how to retrieve the dog from hell, and so they go out in the woods and dig this hole, supposedly to hell. But then it turns out, like, it might be real.
Yeah.
And then there's of course, weird Russian backwoods, like, demonic pig fuckers? I don't know. Like,
oh, weird.
It gets, so the movie itself's all right, you know, like, it's got some weird shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the rapper thing, you know, it's like, I'm so jaded to that shit now, you know?
Right.
If they would have did that, like, 15 years ago, that would have been a lot cooler, or something, like, or 20 years ago, or whatever, you know?
Would have been something.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I guess they would have did 20 years and would have been closer to the 70s and nobody would have cared.
Yeah.
Because the further out you get, right, you know, if you play something in the 70s, and that's like, you know, forever ago already.
So long!
Exactly. Oh, I didn't realize we were running this long. Sorry. Do we have any email?
Email. Hold on. I'm taking a picture.
What you taking a picture of?
Well, I'm drawing this comic book based on these toys, and they gave me all the toys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I've been basically, if I need reference, I'm just taking pictures of these toys in every position I can find. So it's been very useful.
What you're saying is you're just playing with toys.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you'll have to dress that up, Mike. You can just play with toys. It's all right.
Okay. All right. What am I looking for? Oh, it's 3:30. Jeez.
Yeah.
We have a couple of... Well, what is this?
More spam?
Yeah.
Somebody selling us something?
Just, it's more of that Jen Miller asking us about what we thought of the multi-effects pedals research. Remember?
I didn't really quite get what was going on with that email when you read it last time.
I'll read it to you. My name is Jen, and I'm the editor at Jen Reviews. I was doing research on multi-effects pedals and research. Finished reading your wonderful piece, and then she sends a link to Crankcast.net episode. In that article, I noticed that you cited a solid post that I've read in the past, which is something about Earthquaker Devices Octoskull Issue 1.
Okay.
We just published an update comprehensive guide on how to choose the best multi-effects pedals on our sister site, BeginnerGate Guitar HQ, and it's completely free and you can find it here. If you'd like the piece, we'd be humbled if you cited us in your article. Of course, we will also share your article with our 100K newsletter subscribers and followers across social platforms. Either way, keep up the great work. Warmly, Jen.
Huh.
And then she wrote this week saying, just wanted to see what you thought of the below. So I guess she's following up.
Oh.
Do you want to do that?
I mean, I don't really understand. Obviously, she must have.
I think she wants us to credit her or give a link to their site in our, I guess, in our post on our site.
But.
And they will, I don't know, promote us. Yeah, I don't care either. Henrik from Denmark writes, hi, Crank, Mike, and other people who are trying to avoid touching their faces.
Hi.
Some more TV talk this week, which probably doesn't come as any surprise. Devs is pretty cool, though the mystery is not quite as compelling as the first episode led me to believe, but it is interesting to see Nick Offerman in a non-comedic role, and it is definitely a cool show I look forward to each week. Definitely the same on my end.
What show is this?
It's called Devs.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
It's very good. I describe it as very compelling, even though they don't tell you anything in every episode.
Huh.
And he's right. It does seem like the mystery might not be as interesting as I thought it was going to be, but I'm feeling like we don't know everything yet. I wanted to recommend a show called Dispatches from Elsewhere. It's about a group of people who are recruited by the Elsewhere Society to combat the evil Jejun Institute. But it may actually just be a game show or perhaps a big conspiracy created by both sides. It's a very quirky and sentimental show, but really lovely. And if you're into this sort of thing, it's currently airing on AMC. Huh.
That's weird because...
Well, I might try that.
The Jejun Institution, the Jejun means that it's not interesting.
regarding the Lost finale, count me as one of the people who liked it. I can understand why some people felt frustrated by it, but I think it ended the best way it could. Exactly what I say. Ended the best way it could. Now, if they had not fucked up a couple of seasons, it might have been able to end better. But considering they had those seasons, it ended the best way it could.
Yeah.
speaking of Lost, I want to recommend a podcast called The Lost Boys. It features two British guys called Jack and Jacob. And that's funny. And the premise is that Jacob has seen Lost 7 times while Jack is watching it for the first time.
Holy moly.
And they cover a new episode each week, so it's fun to see the show from the perspective of a first-time viewer. That is very cool.
Hey,
I used to listen to the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack, who they still do podcasts, but That was a real big one for me when I was, that was back, back when I lived in Fullerton. But I worked at home. I listened to a lot of podcasts when I worked at home.
Hey, you're in the Transformers Wiki.
I am?
You're on, well, tfwiki.net. Yeah.
Why?
Because you did some stuff on the G.I. Joe Transformers crossover.
I created the logo.
Yeah.
I created that Baroness Ravage statue that people like.
Yeah. It doesn't actually name what you did.
Oh, all right.
Oh, it does say credit at work. You did the cover for G.I. Joe Transformers 2, number 1, cover D.
I don't remember that.
I don't even remember which cover that is.
That's the cover. That's the one. I think that's the only, that's the one they made the statue off of.
No. Well, maybe. I'm trying to see which.
I really don't remember what I drew for that.
This doesn't look like you.
What is it?
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I'm just not. Let me blow it up some. Oh, it's Cobra Commander in his black outfit standing in front of I don't know which Transformers these are.
No, that's not me. I've never drawn. That sounds like that's Mike S. Miller.
Probably, yeah, because it's not. No, this is a Sealy cover, I think.
Oh, well, they draw very similar.
Sealy and Pip-Boy.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Sealy's not as racist. That is all for this week. I hope things go well for you and the other people in the comic industry. Sounds like things are pretty rough for everybody. Thank you very much, Henrik, and we will do our best.
Yeah, thanks.
Your support means all the world to us. Captain Colin writes, "Hi, chaps. It was nice to hear Dave on this week's podcast. I love his art. I bought a great Guy Gardner sketch from him at London Super Comic Con in 2017, and he did a sweet Captain Atom on my JLI jam piece at Thought Bubble. Mike did an awesome morning Stet miracle."
Huh?
I think he meant to say Mr. Miracle.
Oh.
Oh, I remember that because that's when I started the watercolor thing. That may have been the only not terrible one I did. I've been furloughed for a week now. It's driving me insane, spending most of my time working out in the garden and listening to podcasts. Well, you can do worse. I should be working out. Has Crank taken the pregnant cat into his heart yet? I can't spell her name.
Persephone. No, I have seen her around, but I'm not sure where she dropped her kits.
So. Our upstairs neighbor took the alley, is trying to catch the alley cat around here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have hearts. The Buck Rogers theme with lyric was my, what? What? What were you going to say, punk?
I was going to say, you know cats can catch COVID, right?
Take that. No, they can't. Can they?
Yeah, they've been diagnosed. Big cats, too, actually, like lions and stuff.
Well, I don't think that's a problem.
But also small cats.
Well, maybe they should chill out then. The Buck Rogers theme with lyrics was my jam. Princess Leia sang lyrics to the Star Wars theme in the holidays. That's true. That's where that's from. It's in the holiday special.
Which one?
The Star Wars holiday special.
Oh, okay.
It was awful. Yes, it was awful, Colin. Of course you would know that. Did you guys watch the finale of Picard? What did you think? The Picard guys are Sean and Josh. Julie probably would have watched Picard, but we don't have that CBS whatever, and she didn't want to sign up for it. But she is in love with Patrick Stewart. So she probably would have watched it. But even if she did, she wouldn't have remembered what happened, so wouldn't have been good to bring her on. Stay safe. Cheers, Captain Colin. And then he links two pictures of Dave's drawings, which are always amazing.
Right on. Stay safe.
Yes. Ben writes, "Hey, Crank, gang, hope all is well among the quarantine. I was watching the warm-up, the Spider-Man one, and while I was drawing with my 5-year-old, or as I call him, 4 of 6. Anyway, my son points to Mike Spider-Man and says, I think he is the greatest drawer. Keep in mind that I too draw comics and was drawing with them. with you guys in the background. I just thought that was cute, and I figured I'd let you know that you now officially have two fans in this household. We'll convert the rest. Stay positive. I know times are rough. My day job is in a hospital.
Oh.
The doctors I work with are sure this should pass sooner than we think. I'll see you at a con when this passes. Till then, stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you, Ben. That is very sweet and very nice. Oh, that's funny.
That's one of those things where it's, yeah, probably looked down at his kid like,
you know? How am I doing this?
Thank you for writing.
Yes, thank you. Very cool. That's it.
Okay. The reason I came across, I was Googling, I was DuckDuckGoing the Crankcast. I was trying to find, because like I mentioned it last week, there used to be a thing that they would translate, like I guess they had auto-translated by the voice, but they would translate podcasts into text, like speech and text stuff.
Right, yeah.
And I was trying to see if I could find that, because I'm trying to make sense of the thing where she said she read an article. I'm like, because it seems weird that somebody would actually go through and listen to the whole thing.
That's why it sounds like it's fake, because it's like there's no article. You're crawling something on the internet or something like that.
Right, and that's what I was trying to find, is if there was some sort of translation thing going on here. But I haven't found it. So maybe they actually did listen to it.
Well, that's what I mean. We should answer him. I don't know what to say to him.
I don't know. I mean, first we'd have to go read something, and then...
Yeah, I know. They're being very persistent, though, which is not what I'm used to.
Well, that's what makes it seem like a sale thing, because, like, following up and stuff like that, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, if you're actually a person that listens to us, sorry that we're calling you a salesperson if you're not, you know? But I think if I got the gist of the letter correctly, she wanted us to go read an article and then quote it and cite it for some reason.
I still haven't read, like, the important stuff that Rafer just sent me, so.
Exactly. Part of it's not like I would mind reading something that was pertinent to something we were talking about and then, you know, giving credit for it or something. It's just that when we talk about stuff, it's usually so off the cuff that, I mean, we're not talking about Earthquake or Petals right now or anything, you know?
Earthquake, bitch.
Hey, now.
Bitch, you're a bitch.
What?
Bitch, 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 bitch. All right, let's go.
Okay, well. That's just weird, man. Okay, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. There's battlepug.com. There's, I don't know. Who cares? Just remember to stay safe. Cover your face when you're out in public. Try to stay 6 feet away from people.
Yes.
I
was telling Julie yesterday when we were walking, because whenever I'm walking, it just feels like nobody's taking this shit seriously. And I was like, I bet if I had a 6 foot stick with a big wooden hand on the end of it, people would fucking take this shit seriously.
You'd have to have...
Just love to just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And just slap somebody from 6 feet away.
You actually need a 12-foot one with a hand at either end so you could carry it on your shoulder. And like,
that's the Darth Maul version.
Well, you know, you need, that way the people behind you, you know, you get them too, kind of thing. I mean, you know, it's one of those weird things where it's like, I'm, you know, if I have to go out to the store or something, I see people walking together and I see them all walking together, like, close and stuff. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? But then I'm like, well, are they a family? Are they already, like...
Well, that came up several times while I was out, because I'm just like, either you guys all live together... Or you get, well, I'm having that problem with the guy who lives downstairs. Because I walked out to take the dog out, and he's had like two guys out there. I was like, I know those guys don't live with you.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out during all of this.
That's, especially in a bigger city, man. It just, it's like, when you get more population packed into a denser, packed more densely into an area like that, it spreads, you know?
I'm like, I'm trying to take my dog out, and you're fucking with my health. Yeah. I gotta walk past you guys to go outside. Nobody fucking takes this shit seriously.
I mean, there are, I mean, because like Ohio jumped on it pretty early as far as, you know, telling people to keep their distance from each other and stay at home and stuff.
They did.
Which, again, good job. I mean, I may not like the fact that our governor is Republican, but man, he did a good job on this shit. You know, he took responsibility really fast and started enacting things to help keep this under control. Like, and it seems to be working in Ohio. That's the thing. Like, so if, you know, if people would just do it, you know, then it would help. Like, I don't know what else to say about that, really. But anyway, so that's us for this week. So we'll see you next week and, you know, take care.
Yeah, please do. Please take care.